This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jordan Schultz, NFL Insiders on Speak Today at 5 Eastern on FS1. As always, my man, great to see you. Ben Johnson apparently is the Raiders' primary target right now.
The Raiders are in the mix, and we've talked about this. Tom Brady's a big factor there, as he should be. But if you're Ben Johnson and you have your pick of the litter, you're going to take a long look at where you can win and where you can develop. And the Raiders, although a lot to be said about that franchise historically, do not have a quarterback, and they do not have the roster, quite frankly, as a Chicago.
Without further ado, I want to introduce Ben Johnson, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
And Ryan, thank you so much for trusting and believing in me. What you and your staff have already built here is so enticing. This roster is absolutely loaded with talent already, and I look forward to building it with you. You and I, as we've already talked about, we're going to be in lockstep every step of the way. I cannot wait to work with you. I told this search committee that I wanted this job.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's been a busy day here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've spent a lot of time talking about the Seth Wickersham piece that talks about Caleb and Carl Williams being unsatisfied or dissatisfied with what's going on with the Bears back before the draft, and then when Shane Waldron was hired, and Caleb coming around on all of it but being left to his own devices. It's been quite the revelation with that. And so we thought that we would run some of that stuff by Jordan Schultz, and also We want Trey Hendrickson.
We do want Trey Hendrickson, we think, but we got to figure it all out. Also, Jordan Schultz is having a moment. He's stepping in and working really hard to make himself
a
player in the NFL news breaking world, and he's doing a very, very nice job of it.
Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. When you saw the Wickersham piece, what came to mind as it pertains to the Bears and what they've overcome with Caleb Williams as their quarterback?
You know, I think one of the big misconceptions over the last, year or so with Caleb Williams, even throughout the draft process as he was coming out of USC, is that he's this immature, malcontent because of some of the distractions, the nails, the crying. To me, and what I was told throughout the process, and subsequently since during his first year in Chicago, was that Caleb Williams is a pretty misunderstood guy. And what I mean by that is that Caleb Williams, he's different, but that doesn't mean he can't lead. He is incredibly talented. And I go back to a conversation I had with Cliff Kingsbury when he was working with Caleb as a quarterback consultant for USC, obviously now with Jaden Daniels in Washington, and he had said repeatedly, this guy's one of the most talented guys I've seen. He reminds me somewhat of Patrick Mahomes in terms of some of the swashbuckling talent, the off-platform throws, and we saw some of that last year, but we didn't see anywhere near, I think, what we believe we will see when it comes to Ben Johnson. And all due respect to Shane Waldron, but he was ran out of Seattle. It obviously did not work out in Chicago with Matt Eberflus. I believe now with Ben Johnson, after what we saw he did with Jared Goff, I really believe that Caleb is going to become one of these next great quarterbacks. And this isn't to say it's going to happen overnight, but considering the talent that is there already, I think he's going to help take Romo Odunze to another level. I think you're going to see an entirely different offense this year, not only in terms of Caleb, but just the creativity that was clearly lacking last year. So you asked about the comments. I said this all along as well. I believe that Ben Johnson's number one target, despite interest from Jacksonville and everywhere else, including the Raiders, I believe it was Chicago, and I think Caleb was a big reason why.
Jordan, Ryan Poles is very lucky to have survived this mess. Does the league think that, A, the Bears are in a good place holistically as an organization with Kevin Warren now there and yep. helping to manage things? And does the league think that Ryan Poles does deserve another chance?
I think the league looks at the Bears as a pretty unique front office in the sense that, you know, most GMs don't have full autonomy, right? Except for maybe like a Mickey Loomis, a Howie Roseman. There's not a whole lot of GMs that have full autonomy. The way the league looks at the Bears is that Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren, it's a much more collaborative approach with even perhaps more power coming from a president than pretty much any other organization. If you go down the list of GMs and organizations, you're going to find very few where the president has the type of juice that Kevin Warren does. And I go back to, you know, a couple years ago when it was being rumored that Jim Harbaugh was in play as the potential head coach when he was leaving Michigan. And I said, I don't really think that's going to happen because when Kevin Warren was the Big Ten commissioner, him and Jim Harbaugh did not have a particularly good relationship. So, Ryan Poles, I think there's a lot of pressure on him and on the team to win this year, without question. But I believe the best way to put it is that Chicago is viewed as one of the more unique front offices in the NFL simply because Kevin has so much power. And you've seen that as well, not only from a roster standpoint, coaching, but also even, you know, the potentially with a new stadium. There's not a whole lot that he's not involved with.
Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz joining us here on Spiegel and Holmes. I want to go back to Ben Johnson for a second. What have people around the league told you about why this was his choice and why this is his time to take a head coaching job?
So, you know, go back to, I think it's a multifaceted answer. Number one, when he was with Detroit 2 years ago, two cycles ago, and took a long look at Washington and obviously ended up pulling his name out of the hat, there was a sense of why would he do that? The reason why he did that, I think, is he really felt he needed another year to develop as a coach, develop as a coordinator before becoming a head coach. And there was criticism for that, especially with how it all went down. He switched agents. He switched, I think, a philosophical standpoint to really say, let me take this year in Detroit and make sure after it's all said and done that I am ready and that I want to become a head coach. He knew, Ben Johnson did 2 years ago, that if things continued to elevate with the Lions, that he'd have his pick of the litter, which is obviously what he did. You're asking about Chicago. I think there's a lot to be said about the Lions. Not only is it the NFC North, but just the historical relevance of a 10-pole organization. The fact that, yes, they've never had a 4,000-yard passer. And the fact that Caleb Williams is that talented. You know, he didn't have the same rookie year as a Bo Nix or as a Jaden Daniels or even as Drake May. But I think the upside there in the type of talent you're going to be able to mold at that age, 22 years old, was simply too good to pass up. So there was a lot of elements to it, but I think most importantly, the quarterback, the history of the Bears, the relevance, and just from a standpoint of being a coach and building what they did in Detroit with Dan Campbell, what he saw and the impact it can have on a fan base. I think Ben Johnson looked at Chicago similarly. Great fan base that's very motivated to win, that hasn't been able to produce a consistent winner for a long time, hasn't had a quarterback. He looked at it like, this is my opportunity to have a Dan Campbell type of moment.
Jordan, do we have any shot at getting Trey Hendrickson? Is it, I guess the first question is Cincinnati as locked in as Trey Hendrickson thinks, and will he be successful in trying to force their hand and perhaps get out of town?
Well, you asked earlier too about the league-wide perception of Ben Johnson. I don't think it could be any higher than what it is right now. The reason I bring that up is because if you are a player, whether you're a free agent or someone that's been given permission to grant a trade, Trey Hendrickson, you know, Chicago is a very appetizing place. Now, it takes two to tango. The Bengals have made it, I think, very clear to Trey Hendrickson that they're not going to pay him the type of money that he wants. Now, whether that's a $100 million deal, $90 million, you know, remains to be seen. But clearly there is a massive disconnect between both Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. And why that's so relevant is because the Bengals have broken precedent when it comes to paying Joe Burrow $55 million last year, now paying the two receivers, Jamar and T. And really it comes down to Trey Henderson's the one great player they still haven't paid. And I thought it was very telling when he, you know, came out and spoke to reporters for 20-plus minutes a couple of days ago and said he feels disrespected, he doesn't feel valued. Those are all comments that you make very strategically, just like he did going around Radio Row at the Super Bowl saying, I don't feel, you know, valued, essentially. So, in my opinion, the Bengals are going to be able to I think the Bengals are going to find a number with Trey Hendrickson, and he's made it very clear he's not going to play on this year's salary. I think he's getting paid $16 million, which is massively underpaid for a first team All Pro. But I do believe that Cincinnati at this point, mid May, still believes that they're going to find a number. Now I don't know if that's a restructure for 1 year or a multi year deal, but I am not under the impression that the Bengals are going to trade Trey Hendrickson. At least not where we're at right now. And I know it feels like it can't get it much worse, but I don't think Cincinnati is in the business of making Joe Burrow angry. And they have made it, Burrow has made it very clear he wants Trey Hendrickson there.
I was kind of thinking about it that way, Jordan, that the Bengals organizationally are kind of pot committed now because of all the money that they've spent to try and make Joe Burrow happy. And I thought Trey Hendrickson handled himself really well in that 25-minute press conference the other day. It feels like if you're them and you feel like you're still inside of a Super Bowl window, that the last thing you want is for the guy that puts the quarterback on the ground and chases Patrick Mahomes to not be on your roster.
Yeah. 100. That is 1,000%. I was going to say 100. That's 1,000% on point. And, you know, a lot of times for me, like, I don't feel like I'm, you know, smart enough to understand a team without talking to other teams about how they view that specific organization. And in Cincinnati's case, you know, you're even seeing it right now with their rookies. They don't sign rookies. There's a lot of issues in terms of how that organization operates when it comes to contracts, whether it's a rookie deal, which should be pretty straightforward, or obviously something as complicated as a potential Trey Hendrickson multi-year extension. But since he's been in the league, and since he's been in Cincinnati, he has been one of the premier players at a premier position. And you mentioned Burrow. You mentioned the two receivers. They paid Mike Gesicki. They have done everything possible to appease Joe Burrow except pay Trey Hendrickson. Now, those were all offensive guys. But this was a defense that, by any metric, was a disaster last year. They fired the coordinator. But really, the one guy that performed consistently was Trey Hendrickson. So how do you not pay him? And I don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you that he is 30 years old and he knows that this is his last opportunity to earn. And I've had fans, you know, just friends ask me, hey, but why wouldn't he just play out his deal? The truth is, in the NFL, when you overperform a deal as Hendrickson has, you want to renegotiate. Now, he's been very patient, and I have been abundantly clear that the Bengals should have taken care of this a year ago. They would not be in this position. They didn't do it. They were stubborn. They ended up having to pay an extra fee to both T and Jamar because they didn't pay Jamar last year. They're now in that position with Hendrickson. So they are pot committed. They know that Burrow knows he needs Trey Hendrickson because he needs a defense. His numbers were unbelievable last year, but the defense was a joke, and they are not going to win anything in that conference, in that division, without a defense. And that includes, and probably most importantly includes, Hendrickson.
So Jordan Schultz underscore report on X from Fox Sports is with us. Whatever's happening with Bill Belichick, as we all learn this stuff, Jordan, we learn way too much, and we make sure not to get a ring cam for our houses as well.
Maybe we should.
I mean, I guess it's an option.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah. It's a really good idea.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll take that under advisement.
You can put together a nice real estate portfolio if you have one.
Was this personal stuff at all a factor with why NFL teams did not come calling on Bill Belichick?
I don't think the Jordan Hudson stuff was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Was percolating the way it is now when he was interviewing or he was thinking about coming back to the NFL. But I can tell you that, first of all, it doesn't help at all that he is in many ways being associated with a young woman 40 years his junior who, you know, we saw the interview with CBS where she interrupted. There was a report last week by Pablo Torre about, listen, you know, she's essentially running the show now, not only on the field, but off the field. And then she was banned from the Carolina headquarters or the practices. The whole thing is a mess. And there is a June 1st opportunity, buyout essentially, where Belichick and Carolina, there is an opportunity before it hits June 1st for them to go separate ways. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. I have no knowledge at all. But I can tell you that if you think you asked me about the NFL, the way that Belichick operated within the realm of the Patriots was very different than how pretty much every head coach operates. You know, the autonomy that he had, that he was afforded in New England, is not a normal situation. You know, there's very few coaches that have it, maybe Mike Tomlin. But Belichick ran things the way that he wanted, very specifically with New England. And the owner, from ownership all the way down, it was very clear, considering the success he had, the type of personality he was, that's how it was going to go. So I never felt like Belichick got a fair shot in terms of the interviewing process with the NFL for arguably the greatest coach ever. But in asking teams why he wasn't getting the looks that he probably felt he deserved, that was the overwhelming sentiment. If you bring Bill Belichick in, you're going to have to deal with a lot more than just a head coach. There is an ego there, a personality. It's a very specific way to have an organization ran. And frankly, GMs, or I'm just not only GMs, but ownership, most ownership groups don't want to deal with it.
Jordan, could you have ever imagined a future where you would end up in someone's schedule release?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I didn't. In fact, last night, I was in New York, and of course, listen, you know, part of being a good team player is being a good husband, and my wife took me to a fundraiser last night. We're very involved with animals. We love animals. It was an animal fundraiser. So, listen, I said, okay, I'll do it, but I have to be on the phone a little bit. There was a Knicks game. There was a lot going on. I hadn't seen it until, I'd say, at least 2 hours after it came out, and a few friends sent me it, And even someone from a team sent me and said, hey, did you know the Chargers put you in their schedule release? I said, what are you talking about? And then I saw good old Mike Florio put it out, and Deadspin and Barstool. I didn't know whether to be honored, whether to laugh, whether to think it was bad. I guess I thought it was pretty funny, to be honest. And considering the Chargers probably are the GOAT of schedule releases at this point, I was excited about it. It was funny. I got to give them credit.
They went full Minecraft on the schedule release, and you're in a decent company. They also took a shot at Tyreek Stevenson in there. Because they had,
yeah. I saw that from the helmet. Yeah, I did see that. And I'm curious. What would Bears fans say about Tyreek Stevenson and the fact that they did that? I mean, I imagine there wasn't a lot of pushback.
The Bears fans are kind of done with Tyreek Stevenson.
Oh yeah, we've been burying him ourselves, sir. Yes.
Yeah. They're kind of done with him. I'm not, by the way. I think that this is going to work out well for him, this new system with Dennis Allen. But that's
where I'm at, because he's 24 years old. He's a pretty talented guy. I feel like there's a redemption story there, but I would imagine Bears fans don't want to hear that right now.
What have you gotten any offers that you've turned down regarding Starbucks or competitive coffee companies or Dunkin' Donuts, like anything in terms of fighting and commercials and such?
I had a pretty lucrative offer that I turned down because I didn't feel like didn't feel right to me, and I don't want to. Listen, if I'm going to win and capitalize, I want to do it on my merits, on being productive. I just didn't feel like it was the right thing. Maybe that would change in time. It was pretty soon afterward, but no, I haven't pursued any of those yet. Perhaps, down the road, maybe I would, but thus far, no. Just one offer that didn't feel right that I turned down.
I think that you've handled all of this really well. And you're now having fun with it. Maybe you get the charitable component together for the pets. Maybe that's something you end up doing for it.
I could tie in my our involvement with Animal Haven. That was the organization that we went to last night. I could tie it in there. That's an idea. And maybe I should be thinking about it. I got to be thinking outside the box. I think I'm too inside the box.
No, yeah. But I think you're right. Yeah. And I think you were right to kind of take. You don't have to take everything that's offered to you.
No. But you could control your own story, control your own narrative,
control your own narrative.
Yes, right. Yes. Right. What an opportunity to do something like that from our perspective, because we sit around and make jokes. We want to thank you, because more often than not, we talk about a couple of our beat guys, say Chris Emma, Jason Leisure, like we have them battling in a Panera, or we'll say, right. Brad Biggs or Dan Weider are battling in a Chipotle, like whatever it is, we can just make the reference, which makes our show more entertaining. So thank you for that.
Jordan, thanks for everything, man. We really appreciate the knowledge and being available for us. It's great stuff. And let's talk again soon.
My pleasure. More than happy. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the score, and I'd love to do it anytime. Let me know.
Thanks, Jordan.
You got it. That's Jordan Schultz from Fox Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.